What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Novalane, back with another dose of Unfollowed, your daily shot of digital detox and brain rewiring. Now, who else here feels like they're constantly bombarded with highlight reels? You know what I mean, perfectly curated lives, flawless vacations, people seemingly issing every single thing. It's enough to make anyone feel a little inadequate, right? Today, we're diving deep into the swamp of comparison and envy that can easily engulf us in this digital world. It's like everyone else is winning except for you, even though those carefully crafted Instagram stories are just tiny glimpses into someone's reality. Trust me, I've been there. The constant scrolling, the feeling of I wish I could do that, the little voice whispering doubts in your ear, it can be a vicious cycle. But guess what? We're breaking free from it together. Here are 5 things to remember when you find yourself caught in the comparison trap. 1. Social media is a highlight reel, not reality TV. Remember those cheesy reality shows where everyone seems picture-perfect and drama-free? Yeah, that's kind of what social media can feel like. People are showcasing their best moments, carefully edited and filtered to perfection. It's a snapshot, not the whole story. 2. Your journey is unique. Stop comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. We all have different paths, different timelines, and different goals. What works for one person might not work for another, and that's okay. Embrace your own rhythm and celebrate your victories, big or small. 3. Focus on what you can control. You can't control what other people post, but you can control how you react to it. Instead of letting comparison steal your joy, shift your focus to things within your control, your actions, your attitude, your personal growth. 4. Practice gratitude. When that envious feeling creeps in, take a moment to appreciate what you already have. You've got strengths, talents, and experiences that are uniquely yours. Be grateful for those. It's easy to get caught up in wanting more, but sometimes the greatest happiness comes from appreciating what we already possess. 5. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions. Social media can be a powerful tool, both for good and bad. If certain accounts leave you feeling down or envious, don't hesitate to unfollow them. Fill your feed with inspiring people, uplifting content, and things that genuinely make you happy. Remember, you have the power to curate your own online experience. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I remember scrolling through Instagram one day, feeling super discouraged because everyone seemed to be launching their dream businesses while I was stuck in my day job. I was comparing myself, obsessing over their success, and it felt like I was drowning in self-doubt. Then, I realized they were probably just showing the polished version of their journey. So, I unfollowed a few accounts that were triggering those negative emotions. I started following people who inspired me with their creativity, resilience, and genuine kindness. And guess what? My own mindset shifted. It wasn't about competing anymore, it was about finding my own path and celebrating the small wins along the way. Remember, comparison is a thief that steals your joy and focus. Embrace your unique journey, celebrate your progress, and don't let the highlight reels of others dim your own shine. The key takeaways here are simple. Social media is not reality. Focus on what you can control, your actions and attitude. Practice gratitude for what you have and unfollow accounts that bring you down. Remember, you are worthy, you are capable, and you have a beautiful journey ahead of you. Now go out there and make it epic. If this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear this message today. Leave a review on your favorite podcast app. Let's keep spreading the love and breaking free from these digital traps together. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.